afternoon. Welcome to the Sussex County Council meeting of October 17, 2023. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members of the council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Riley, second. Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of October 10th. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have one letter, and it's from the American Cancer Society thanking council for their donation for the Relay for Life, and that is all.
Thank you, sir. Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Move to public comment. Mr. Guy, anybody signed up? Under public comment, you can have up to 3 minutes to speak to council about something we have some control of, interest in. When you come up, you'll get a green light. When you get an amber light, you got a minute left, and a red light, you are out of time. Adele Jones.
Hello, folks. My usual.
Ms. Jones, push the button.
Huh?
Push the button on that. We have a new mic. Thank you.
There you go.
I really don't need the mic. I have the teacher voice. I can, but that's all right. It's my usual about the overdevelopment of Sussex County, especially eastern Sussex County. You've heard me every year that I've brought the kids here. Some of you are as old as I am. Remember, there used to be an advertisement on TV about land pollution, and there was an Indian gentleman there, and a tear came down his eye when he saw the pollution. And that's what I think every time I see a group of trees being destroyed to put another housing development. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, ma'am. Yule Lee.
Good afternoon. My name is Yule Lee, 22483 Ridge Circle. I have a couple of things I'd like to say. Like we have seen yesterday, the hearing for the master plan zoning ordinance is today, and some documents, especially the amendments from the planning and zoning, was uploaded yesterday. And that is not enough time for us to review those. So in the future, I hope we can make sure all the pertinent documents are uploaded earlier, at least a week before. Secondly, I'd like to ask again for some budget increase for one for planning and zoning. I think we really need to staff up for the planning and zoning. And second, you know that I have been advocating the salary increase for the council. And I know that none of you would like to bring that issue up, but especially because we have these young folks here today, and when I see them, I'd like to see them replacing you one day. And they need to have a living wages. I'd like to see these young folks going into the Sussex Council or whatever, and use that as a stepping stone for their way onto the state and federal level. So that's what I ask again. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Jeff Siemens. Jeff Siemens.
I had intended to speak about the master planning zoning ordinance. I assume that people will be allowed to speak at that point.
At the public hearing, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Operator, would you check online, please, for any public comment?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. We'll close public comment. Mr. Lawson, your report, please.
Thank you. County Administrator's report for October 17, 2023. Item one, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Milos Haven Phase 1B construction record received substantial completion effective September 20th. Item two, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for September 2023 is attached, listing the number of violent crimes and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 194 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of September. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. We have a consent agenda item. We have a proclamation request for the White Cane Awareness Day. Mr. Lawson, would you kind of go over what that is? Or Mr. Hudson?
I'll defer to Mr. Lawson.
Okay. I see Mr. Hudson. Do you want to ask for it? So
I need to pull the file on that, Mr. Vincent. You want me to?
Hold up 1 second.
You have it.
The white cane demonstrates and symbolizes the ability to achieve a full and independent life and the capacity to work productively in competitive employment. And whereas the white cane, by allowing every blind person to move freely and safely from place to place, makes it possible for the blind to fully participate and contribute to our society and life and the lives that we live. That's the synopsis of that. Any questions about that?
Nope.
Entertain a motion to approve consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Hudson, I assume.
Second.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have yes, motion carried. Mr. Middlers. Come on down.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Good afternoon, council members.
Good afternoon, sir.
We have the our favorite project, the South Coastal Project. We are, I think, at the end of uncovering any unforeseens. Two unforeseens on this one today, and one request from the team members. So let's first start with the unforeseen, and that was when we designed the project, obviously the filters were in use, and the water was in the filters and covered the media. And this is very specialized media. We call it sand, but it's really a manufactured, specific, granular, like gradation to a sand. So it comes in bags, it's very expensive. But when we realized, once the water was out, we were missing about 40% of the media. So we had a choice. We have to think about, we have to either replace it ourselves or we have to replace it through the project. So the initial means and methods installation was to take one of the, each filter has four cells, to take one of the cells down, take the media out, refurbish the aeration pieces in it, the piping and the diffusers, and then move to the next cell. Since we didn't have enough sand media, so that plan didn't really work well. So we would have had to purchase this to begin with. So we said, why not purchase all of it, dispose of the media, which is 12 years old, which is about the life expectancy of the media, and then we can do the project much more efficiently. So we got some savings from the contractor, get completely new media, and start over with a brand new filter. So there's new equipment in there, new airlines, new diffusers, new media, 100%. So in my mind, that's really a benefit to the project. The second one, we knew we had to refurbish our screen. It's at the end of the service life. We had it in the budget. We got to replace the replacement parts, not the labor, just the parts, were 30-some thousand. With the crane service and the labor, we were well over the replacement number, which we got from Ronca. So discussing this with Ms. Jennings, we get twice the service light out of the new one. So it was pretty much a no-brainer. Put the budget money aside, put the money in the contract, and end up with two brand new screens. So that was pretty good. We have two buildings. We hadn't touched the HVAC yet. They have three units total. Two went belly up this summer, so. And they're 30 years old, so I think we got our money worth out of them. So we stuck them in here, so. I hope we reached the unknowns, but you never know, but that's really where we are today. So between the three of them, we have a recommended change order request for the three items under this particular lineup. And there's a number of small ones floating out there, but they're very small compared to this.
Sure, okay.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department. The change order number 31 for the contract C19-11 South Coastal Wastewater Regional Facility Treatment Process Upgrade Number 3 and Rehoboth Beach Wastewater Treatment Plant Capital Improvement Program Phase 2 General Construction be approved, increasing the contract by $288,663.28.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second. Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
And because of the time savings, Mr. President, with the filters, there was no request for additional days.
Wow, great. Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is the Christian Storehouse. They're requesting $10,000 for Feeding the Community program. Last grant for this organization was for their Connecting the Community project in the amount of $5,000 for Mr. Riley, and Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
I'd like to move that we grant $2,500 from my account for the storehouse.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $2,500 from District 5 Councilmatic account to the Christian Storehouse for their Feeding the Community program. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
And the next one is the Marine Corps League is requesting $600 for their 248th Marine Corps birthday. Last grant received for this project was in the amount of $500, which was $100 from each member. Mr. Riley, placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
I'd like to make sure they get their full budget, but I'll do grant $200 from my account for them. If everyone else wants to jump in, if they don't, then I'll make up the difference.
I assume that's your motion.
My motion.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson to grant $600 to the Marine Corps League for their 248th Marine Corps birthday, being $200 from District 5 Councilmatic account and $100 from District 1, 2, 3, and 4 Councilmatic account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be at the motion carried. Next.
And next one is the Frankfurt Public Library is requesting $6,990 for the audiovisual equipment. There are no previous grants to this organization. Mr. Hudson, placed on the agenda.
Mr. Hudson.
I'd like to donate $2,000, please.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley to grant $2,000 from District 4 Councilmatic account to the Frankfurt Public Library for audiovisual equipment. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, and the last one is Family Promise of Southern Delaware is requesting $2,000 for their eviction prevention program. Last grant for this program was in the amount of $1,000 from Mr. Schaefer, and Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
I'll offer $1,000 from the 3rd District account.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
I'll second with another $1,000 from my account.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Riley to grant $2,000. Being $1,000 from District 3, $1,000 from District 5 Council Bank accounts to the Family Promise of Southern Delaware for the Eviction Prevention Program. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, any introduction from proposed any ordinances?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have two. The first one's in your district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for solar arrays to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 51.83 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the next one, likewise, Mr. Vinson, is in your district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for solar arrays to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 67.72 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. We're growing lots of arrays in Western Sussex.
Yes.
Council member comments. Council member comments, anybody?
Mr. Vinson, not a council person, but could I have just a brief
moment.
Mr. Moore,
you certainly can.
Thank you. Especially it's apropos since it's white cane awareness. As many of you know, back in 2010, 2011, I had multiple retinal detachments and surgeries, and as a result thereof, I lost my left eye. And a couple weeks ago, I was not to council meeting, and that was because on Sunday when I was in the office working, I noticed a sudden change in my vision. And as I tell people, do go to the eye doctor as soon as you can. And the words I did not want to hear is you're having a retinal emergency. Fortunately, I was able to get over to Johns Hopkins Wilmer Eye Institute and take care of the issue. And my point for bringing this up is twofold. Number one, thanking all of you for your concerns that were expressed during that period of time. But secondly, I give many speeches, and first part of those speeches, I always give public service announcement. And that public service announcement is, number one, if you ever see floaters in your eye that you did not have before, go to an eye doctor. That could be a signification of many different things, but it can also signify tear in the retina. If you see a flash of light that's really not there, like a lightning bolt or a flash of lightning, run to your eye doctor, because more than likely that's an indication of a retinal detachment. I've now added a third item as a result of a couple weeks ago. If you see a sudden change in your vision for any reason whatsoever, get to the eye doctor right away. In my case, they were able to determine that there was a hemorrhage in the eye, and able to take care of it because I acted quickly because I knew of the different warning signs. So I just want the public to be aware that these warning signs are very important and can save your fishing. Thank you.
And I think it's a good thing with the young people sitting here, age has not a lot to do with that.
Right.
It could certainly happen to anybody, no matter what age you are.
So, absolutely.
Pay attention.
Yes.
Entertain a motion to go to executive session for collective bargaining and pending potential litigation.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're going to go downstairs for executive session.